Jeremy, who plays with Black Mountain, but he does his own solo stuff. So we'll just do a little excerpt here, and I think Alex will be here momentarily.
Don't go away.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The time is 7:35-ish. I am a little late, but it doesn't matter. Kalasu will be starting.
Could you pass me my meds?
Why do you have to interrupt me, man?
I'm sorry.
Why do you have to do that?
My meds are... I left my meds over by that machine over there. I can't get over there.
You mean this small rolly right here?
Yeah, that one. The red ones. The red ones.
All right. Well, Kalasu will be starting right now.
上を向いて歩こう涙がこぼれないように思い出す春の日一人ぼっちの夜上を向いて歩こう西んだ星を数えてて思い出す夏の日一人ぼっちの夜
Ue o Muite Aruko, also known as Sukiyaki, originally sung by Sakamoto Q, but the cover's by Sugar Lunch. My name is Alex Tsujima. It is Karasu. I'll be playing some Japanese independent music for the next 90 minutes. Bye, guys. See you later. See you. John and Nimrod has now just left the studio. And hope you guys enjoyed this show, and hope you guys are listening to mine as well. If you have any comments about my program, you can give me a shout. The number is 604-UBC-CITR. That's the number. Or you can also send me an email, japanindie@gmail.com. I'll play more music. Next up is The Michelle Gun Elephant with Smokin' Billy. We'll be right back. Hassan Toddle. Right there. Song is called Colonnade, and before that, had the Michelle Gunn Elephant. Song titled Smokin' Belly. Hope you guys like both of those tracks. This is Karasu. My name is Alex Ujijima. And welcome to my program, if you just tuned in. Hope you guys are enjoying the music that I'll be playing for the next little while. It'll be focusing on Japanese indie music. I usually like to start it off with a couple of rock songs. And then after that, mix it up with a lot of electronica, experimental, something that'll blow your mind, hopefully, and entertain you guys on this damp, rainy day. Let me know how I'm doing. You can give me some comments. Give me a call at 604-UBC-CITR. Those are the letters that you want to press on your dial tone. And hopefully you can get a hold of me. And one more thing. It hasn't started yet, but the UBC CITR fundraising drive will be starting next week. I will give you more information on that, but any donations will be greatly appreciated because it'll help continue CITR run successfully and play some great independent music for you listeners. I'll let you know more about that hopefully later in the show or next week. Just tune in. Or you can go to our website, www.citr.ca, and find out more what our radio station has to offer. Next up, I'll be playing more... How about some Supercar? I think I'll play some Supercar right here and follow it up with Miki Furukawa. This song is called B by Supercar. I think it'll be a great song. Enjoy, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
America, be very, very afraid. That was Psycho America by Miki Furukawa. She was the former bassist of Supercar. And you also heard Supercar's song before that. It was called Be. I hope you guys both love that tracks I just played there. Beautiful songs, I would say. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Show is called Karasu. Welcome, welcome, welcome if you just tuned in right now. It's a little drizzly out there, so I hope I'm bringing up your spirits. Or you could just go to some nearby izakaya and get some atsukan or warm sake. That really hits the spot for the autumn season. Or get some miso hot pot. I highly recommend that if you go to some nearby place on Robson, Japanese restaurants, try and get a hot pot for today. It'll probably hit the stomach and make you feel damn good that you live in a beautiful place like Vancouver. All right. Next up, I'll be playing some music by Takagi Masakatsu. He's currently under Car Park Records, I believe. He was born in the late 70s in Kyoto, Japan, one of the most culturally beautiful places in the world. And he started off as an artist. He made a lot of audio and visual pioneering artworks, and he's been going through galleries around the world throughout Europe, USA, Pacific Rim. He's basically gone around internationally, and he also made his own music as well. I'll be playing one of his albums called Pia. Really interesting album. It sounds very natural, something that you would like to listen to in the outdoors if you want to relax. Haven't listened to that entire thing for the last little while, but from what I recall, It's very beautiful music, something that you want to relax, perhaps something that is perfect for the weather that we have today. If you're sitting inside, you might want to turn this up a little bit more, relax, sit back, and enjoy what Vancouver is all about. This is Takagi Masakatsu with a song, Rapier 2. Thank you. Watson. Rapia 2 was the name of the track right there. If you liked his music, you might want to check out his website, www.takagimasakatsu.com. And the first home page that you would see is a very distorted face. Looks a little impressionistic painting. I don't know whether it's by Photoshop or he's done it by hand, but he has some pretty good illustrations on that website and gives you more information about the music that he has created, including that one. So again, www.takagimasakatsu.com if you really loved that stuff they just heard. And I hope you guys did too. Just want to let you know that CITR 101.9 FM is going to have a funding drive that will be starting next week. We're not getting donations right now, but I'm just giving you a heads up. If you want to support your favorite independent radio station at the beautiful University of British Columbia, most of the donations will be used for the purchase of equipment, additional training stations, on-air studio time, licensing, high-power services for our podcasting, production facilities, programming, etc., etc., etc. Basically, everything that is required to have this CITR radio station successfully running and playing some great independent music for you listeners. And you can contribute to our continuing success. Just tune in next week where the funding drive will start off. I believe it'll be going on for 2 weeks. You don't have to wait for this program. You can also listen to any program throughout CITR time slots. And I think that might be the best way to say it. Listen to it anytime, and I'm pretty sure all, if not most, of the DJs will tell you how to contribute and make donations to this beautiful radio station. So keep your ears open. Again, the Funding Drive 2007 will be starting next week. And I hope you bring your checkbooks. And there are some great prizes that we'll be giving for your donations as well. Or you could get a tax cut as well. But we'll give you more information about that next week. And I'm pretty sure if you listen to some other stations, you can other radio station DJs, you can find out more about that too. Next up, I'll be playing some Cornelius. The title of the song is called 2010. I hope this song will be just as good as the Olympics that will be coming up in 3 years. Just keeping my fingers crossed, but so far from what I see, I'm a little scared about the outcome, but I'm pretty sure when the Olympics come, people will have a lot of fun, and then after that, there might be some slashbacks. Who knows? Nonetheless, it'll be a very interesting event indeed. I'm looking forward to it, though. Can't wait to watch the men's and women's hockey team win gold. We better. God, we're Canadians, eh? Anyways, here's Cornelius on CITR 101.9 FM.
Maestro, please.
My name's Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
Got some Puffy AmiYumi playing their latest single, Boom Boom Heat. And before that, Cornelius, 2010 was the name of the track. Pretty nice combination back-to-back of two singles. I believe Puffy AmiYumi will be having their next North American tour in U.S. I believe they'll be coming back to Vancouver as well in November. I tried to look for the exact dates, but I cannot find it. I did see it on their website, though, so if you're interested, probably want to go at www.puffyamiyumi.com or Google it up. I'm pretty sure you'll find more information if you love those two pop girly groups. Let me just do some public service announcements right now. Usually like to share, you know, what's going on in Vancouver that has a lot of Asian culture events that's going on. First off, I think all the music lovers will love this one. It's DJ Crush. He'll be coming again in Vancouver next month, October. He'll be coming to the Commodore Ballroom October 24th, 2007. Show starts at 10 p.m. Tickets are not that bad. If you want to find a deal, you can go to Ticketmaster.ca, or if you want to avoid that lousy service charges, go to Beat Street, Livestock, and Zulu Records. They'll be selling the tickets as well. Next up, Shoujo Manga Girl Power It is an art exhibition of manga, Japanese comics that are focusing on Japanese girls, or comics that are for Japanese girls. It is an internationally acclaimed exhibition of more than 200 artworks from 23 Japanese artists. It'll be at the National Nikkei Heritage Center, 6688 South Oaks Crescent, Burnaby, BC. And best of all, it's free to the public. If you want to get more information, call 604-777-7000, or the website is www.jcnm.ca. Next up, Leveling the Playing Field. It is an exhibition that's happening until November 4th, 2007, happening at the Vancouver Museum, 1100 Chestnut Street, Vancouver. Leveling the Playing Field is focusing on the stories of Japanese Canadians from the early years of the community in the Powell Street District of Japantown, or Nihonmachi, until 1942, when World War II basically took its toll. If you want to get more information, call the Vancouver Museum at 604-736-4431. And one more, Taiwan From Within the Mist. It's an exhibition happening till October 19th. It is a large-scale exhibition that includes oil painting, sculpture, installation, documents, conceptual art, video, multimedia creations by 21 artists from Taiwan. Great show. It's going to be at the Center A Gallery, 2 West Hastings Street, Vancouver, BC, Canada. Of course, if you want to get more information, you can go to the website, www.centera.org, or give them a call. 604-683-8326 is their phone number. That wraps up my public service announcements. Hope you can go out there and enjoy what Vancouver has to offer. I think you know what this means. I'll be playing some Rovo music right now. Hope you guys are jumping up for joy. Yay! Here's some music called Numa. Rovo with Numa, the acidic version of DJ Crush, I would say, some hip-hop elements and some psychedelic experimental noise, just a really well-blended track that you just heard right there. This is CITR 101.9. It is almost around 8:30-ish. Just a reminder, at 9 o'clock, Gavin Walker will be coming up, playing the Jasho. Yay! Yeah. It'll be a great 3-hour show that focuses on some fine tunes of blues and jazz. Hope you guys will be liking it. And I'm pretty sure you will. I think it's a great way for you to tuck yourself in and fall fast asleep for a bright, new, shining day tomorrow. Hopefully it'll be sunny tomorrow. I better check the weather. But anyways, again, the Jazz Show hosted by Gavin Walker will be coming up in 30 minutes. Found a couple of interesting news. First off, in Japan, the Tokyo Tower will add another 100 meters to stand atop the city. This is a decision that's been made by Nippon Television City Corporation that's attempting to extend the Tokyo Tower to hopefully prevent TV broadcasters to switch to another tower that's being built in Sumida Ward. The one that's being built in Sumida Ward is dubbed as the new Tokyo Tower, and it's going to be around 610 meters. Pretty high, considering that the Tokyo Tower is 333 meters, so it's almost double. So in response, the Nippon Television City Corp is planning to add another 80 to 100 meters on top of the antenna so that it'll have a quadruple size of the area that it can cover for TV broadcasting. Well, how much is it going to be? Well, they're planning to put in 4 billion yen for its tower extension, with another 3.5 billion yen in refurbishing the transmitting station. Again, this will offer 4 times more area for each broadcasters that they have right now, which is around 6. So if they lose all those TV sponsors, then they're pretty much screwed. So hopefully that plan will work out. One more news. It happened in New York. I think this is very interesting. Luke Jakunski proposed to his Japanese girlfriend of 6 months, and right after proposal, they were mugged. Oh my, Jakunski got on one knee and popped the question when all of a sudden a guy that came out in Central Park with a gun and asked them to take the money. Fortunately, Mr. Jakunski hid the proposal ring into his pocket before the robber snatched it. All the robber took was a Rolex watch and $125 in total. They're still looking for the robber, but what could have been worse was that Jakunski, after he proposed, the woman could have said no. So I think that's a pretty interesting story. Something that they will always remember for sure, but it could have been worse. Who knows? I thought that was a pretty interesting news that I would like to share with you guys. Just to set it up, I'll have some Asobi Seksu with the song New Year's.
Oh, 叫んだとも、あなたは消えていく。だけど、かけていく。いつまでも。
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want, on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
go ahead. Feel free to whistle with them. That was Zoo Bombs. Papaya was the name of the track right there. They even have a live release, live album release, where they recorded it in T.O., Canada, Toronto, Ontario. Now, what I wonder is, they're still alive, they're still performing. How about they come to Vancouver and make a second live album? Come on, please. Please come. Come by. I really hope so. Before that, Asobi Seksu with the song New Year's. And just to let you know, 40 billion yen is around $35 million. I was just talking about Tokyo Tower. Perhaps might be 100 meters taller just to increase its transmission frequency for TV broadcasters. Just to compete with the new tower that's been built in Sumida Ward. Yeah, it'll cost around 40 billion yen. That's around $35 million Canadian. Just take away plus or minus $5 million. I don't know what's the proper calculations. I just did the converter thing on the internet. I'm pretty sure that's accurate enough, all right? This is CITR. Ichimaru Ichitenkyu 101.9 FM. Arigatou gozaimasu. This is Alex Ushijima. Hope you guys are liking the program. Just a reminder, next week will be the CITR 101.9 FM Funding Drive 2007. And you don't have to call in right now to make a donation, but if you keep your ears open and remember that from October 1st to the 14th, we will be asking for donations for you listeners. Every donation will be greatly appreciated. It'll help us continue our licensing for the radio broadcasting. It'll make us help buy new equipment because some people just do not treat the nice equipment properly. Slap in the face for you guys. And for production facilities, podcasting services, many, many more. Basically, just having CITR continue to be successful and playing some independent music for the city of Vancouver. So again, from October 1st, there will be a funding drive. Please have your radio station dial on 101.9 and find out more information on how you can contribute to this wonderful radio station. Again, in 15 minutes, Gavin Walker will be coming up for the jazz show. He'll be coming up right next, and I'll be playing a couple of more music as well. This song is called Irie, performed by Spangle Call Lily Line. Great track, great band. Spangled Call, Lily Line with Irie. Really upbeat. Something that sounds more like the springtime. Too bad it's a little drizzly out there. Still in the studio. I don't know if it's stopped raining or perhaps it's becoming worse. Who knows? I like to think positive. Hope it's all over now. Not raining anymore. Got some couple more tracks till I switch it over to Gavin Walker, but get this. You ever wonder where you can get unlimited supplies of air bubbles? You ever go to a store, maybe get your new laptop computer, you open the box, and you find that delicate bubble wrap, and you just have this sudden urge to pop each and every bubble, pop, 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 by pinching them, and you have lots of fun? Well, get this. Bandai Corporation has released Mugen Puchi Puchi, which is a toy that's based on these bubble wraps, except that you have an infinite supply of popping. There's actually around 8 bubbles that's on the surface, and it's battery powered. I don't know how this works, but you actually get to push these down and it'll deflate and create that popping sound. It lasts for around 10 hours with a single battery. And you could just do it on a train, on a bus. I don't know where they get this idea. I don't know whether it's selling or not, but it does sound like a very interesting toy. But there's a bonus idea, though. For one in every 100 bubbles that you squeeze, instead of making a usual popping sound, they will have a different noise. And now, what's that noise, you ask? Well, it can either be a fart, or better yet, a woman moaning when you pop a bubble. They say that there's no worries if you like to do this in public or at least on a Japanese subway train. The sound will automatically be turned off to avoid any embarrassment so that you can just pop the bubbles with ease. Now, I could just people see calling Toys R Us to get these unlimited bubble poppers right now, but I think it's only sold in Japan, and I don't know if you could really use this on a 98B line when all of a sudden you hear women moaning and people lean back and you see just popping bubbles. I think that would be a little awkward moment, don't you think? Well, you can try and look for it, maybe online or on eBay. Try and find out how you can get one for yourself and let me know about it. I want to know if it actually works. Anyways, I'll be playing some DJ Crush now, who will be performing at the Commodore on October 24th. I'm going to find out if there are some tickets available, because I think it's going to be a hot show. Here's a track from Kakusei, that's the album. It's called No More, featuring DJ Yas and DJ Kazu from Kemuri Productions. Enjoy, folks. DJ Crash from the Kakusei album titled No More, featuring some two DJs from the Kimuru Productions. Hope you guys enjoy that one. Well, that wraps it up. I'll be playing one more song. It's by Dry and Heavy, a Japanese reggae group. The song is called Silent Drive. I think it'll be a great transition to the jazz show that's coming up right next. Thank you very much for listening to part or all of my show. I really appreciate all the listeners out there. You can give me some comments in two ways. You can give me a call, 604-UBC-CITR is the number, or better yet, you can send me an email, japanindie@gmail.com. Special shout out to Derek Light. I know you're listening. Thank you for downloading. If you heard this, you'll send me a message on Facebook. You know what I'm talking about. And thank you very much. One more thing. There will be a CITR 2007 fund drive. That'll be